Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN for covering our football squad.
Well, we'll start off with last week. You end up with an overtime victory. You come up with a big stop at the end of the game to secure a W there on your home field. Sounded like a pretty tough back-and-forth ball game there with the Clarinda, a team that really did a good job of running it on the ground, and a really big back that's tough to bring down, and that provided a good test for your team.
Yeah, certainly. We knew coming in that it was going to be a tough test for us. They're the type of team that we just don't match up well. They want to run right at you in between the tackles and the old I formation. And for us, we're a little light there. We knew that was going to be we were going to have our hands full on defense. But in the end, they pulled through.
I guess your takeaways as far as what you thought the team, both sides of the ball.
Well, early on in the game, we had a number of penalties, illegal starts, illegal motions, things like that. And I told our kids that, you know, at halftime, that's something that we're based off of. We run a ton of different formations, a ton of different motions, but our run plays are all really the same. We only have about three run plays, but they all look different based off our formations. And if we can't get set, you know, that takes us completely out of our game. So we got that rectified at halftime, came out, had some minimal penalties. But the biggest thing I was concerned about was probably turning the ball over. I think we had four turnovers to Clarinda's two. So we've got to clean that up.
I guess as far as conversely, you know, what went right for you?
Well, I thought we moved the ball. You know, when we had the ball in our hands and we controlled the football, we moved the ball at a consistent rate. We had a one touchdown called back early in the game that I think changes the complexion of the game. We drive right down, score, it gets called back. We end up getting a couple more penalties on that drive and puts us kind of in limbo on field goal range. We miss a field goal. So that was a chance for us to get some points on the board early and get some confidence and you know, it just didn't go that way. So moving the ball, though, offensively, and then defensively, you know, we're kind of that bend but don't break defense. And in the end, that's exactly what we did. A sophomore, Steele McLaren, gets thrown in there for a kid that was kind of injured. And he's the guy that really made the stop in about, you know, three plays in the game. They're the last three, probably the most important three plays. So good for him.
Yeah, it's always great when you have those moments where your team has an opportunity. You know what needs to be done to win the game, and then they go out there and do it.
Yeah, we talk about it a lot in practice, you know, opportunities in life, not just on the football field, but in life. There's going to be a time in their lives where they're going to have an opportunity. They're going to have to make a decision and then follow through with that decision, and hopefully it works out, and this is a case that that did happen.
Well, and I think that moment, too, in the game is something that, you know, reflects well on your team as far as, you know, perseverance, something you didn't do real well throughout the game, being able to stop Scholl. You know that they're going to try to feed him, give him the ball. He's been tough to bring down, but in that moment when you needed to get it done, they got it done at that one time, and that's when it mattered.
Yep, we talked about that as well, that, you know, there was no finger pointing out there. Even as, you know, Clarinda's making some long drives and kind of tying the game up, you know, our guys held their heads high. They stuck in it. They always believed they had a chance. And, you know, they end up missing a field goal. We go to overtime, and then we make the play. So, you know, that's another life lesson. You know, things go bad for you, but if you keep your head up high, you can make something happen.
And obviously a game like that can, you know, breed some confidence. You don't, as a coach, I'm sure, want it to come down to that moment at the end of the game. But, you know, you're able to get a win in a tough situation like that, and it has to make the guys feel good as they prepare for next week.
Absolutely. You know, we've built off of each game this year, win or lose. That's just another game where we can take some confidence now as we go into our season and proceed with our season. You know, we've been in overtime, so we know what that's like, know how that's going to feel, and we can use that to move forward, as well as being in a close game and kind of the ebb and flow of the game, being ahead and then we were behind and then it's tied up. So we can use all those things moving forward.
Well, and you know, you've got another tough test here this week, a very familiar opponent, but an opponent that, you know, is always good. They're always, seems like, ready to play, and they're going to throw some tough situations at you in Harlan. Your initial thoughts on getting the chance to play the Cyclones again this year?
Well, it's certainly nice to, you know, keep that old tradition and old rivalry. You know, they're really big up front. Our guys are going to have their work cut out for them up front. But the beauty of that, though, too, is I think they're hungry to see, you know, what they can do against a team that they're so oversized against. And, you know, with our kids in the backfield, we've told them all year, hey, we just need a crease. If you can get us just a little bit of time and we can squirt through there, you know, we're going to have some big plays. So, there's a chance there for us to get some big plays on them. We just got to get that initial push and, you know, get the ball into our running back's hands and get going.
Obviously, I guess that's, you know, offensively what you want to have happen. You know, you'd be able to hit some of those big plays against, you know, a team that you know has a tough defense. They've kind of improved throughout the season as it went last year, and that's one of the things they hang their hat on. But, yeah, if you can, you know, hit some of those big plays, you know, that's what maybe is kind of the equalizer against a defense like that.
Definitely, and we've got to be able to move the chains. Even if we don't score, you know, our goal is to get two or three first downs, keep the clock moving, you know, shorten the game a little bit and try to have a chance maybe at the end to win it. You know, maybe we're ahead a touch, maybe we're behind a touchdown, and that's, you know, that's something that we can overcome. If we're behind two or three scores in the fourth quarter, it's going to be really tough for us based off of just the matchup and looking at what they have up front.
Well, seeing what they've been able to do offensively so far this year, looks like definitely a team that wants to throw the ball. Preston Mulligan's been pretty good for them at the quarterback spot, and you know, something that Coach Blatt mentioned was that he's been making really good decisions. He's been, you know, in the right moment, doing the right things. Obviously, that's something that you want to try to change and maybe get after him a little bit to make those decisions harder.
Well, this week defensively, you know, they're going to have our work cut out for us again, just based off of what they do offensively. The biggest thing is we got to stop the run. They're big up front again, and you know, they can run counter tray, the counter play. They can run some ISO, some power. So we've got to get that stop first. Hopefully, put them in some third and long situations where we know they're going to pass. I like our specialty kids, especially on their turf. So we've got a chance then if they put the ball in the air that maybe we can make a play on the back end and maybe try and get the ball turned back. But, you know, their quarterback's been efficient and he looks good. And we're going to have to dial up some pressure to make him get rid of that ball or make him make a decision quicker than he wants to for us to have a chance.
Well, certainly from, you know, a fan perspective or folks that are out there watching the game, that is an intriguing matchup to see some of the guys that they're going to put out there and try to spread the field with against some of the guys that you could put out there, linebacker and in the secondary. It certainly is one of those kind of strength-on-strength matchups.
Yeah, I think that'll be kind of interesting if we can get the ball to the secondary offensively or if we can put them in some third and long situations, how our specialists, you know, kind of match up against theirs, and especially on the turf. You know, our guys have been playing on a little bit wet conditions, slippery fields. This is going to feel real good on their feet getting out there and playing on a nice, crisp night.
Well, I know last week we talked about, you know, kind of getting into the flow of the season and everybody being on the same page, knowing what to do. Now, you're a little bit concerned about that last week because you had some new guys you had to throw in there due to guys being dinged up and injuries, and that's, you know, kind of always going to be the case week in, week out. Do you feel like, I guess, maybe last week gave you a little bit more of that opportunity to get some guys' feet wet to be more prepared this week?
Yeah, definitely. We've got some sophomores now that are, you know, coming into their own and are contributing at a high level. That's going to be the case again this week. We still have a few injuries and maybe even one more in the DN position where it's going to allow some other guys a chance to play and just build on that depth. You know, I just thankful that it's not season-ending injuries, we don't think. So those players will come back for us in a couple weeks. But this is a chance for some young guys to get in there, show us what they have, and, you know, just get some good experience.
Well, I know you've mentioned that already a couple of times. You've been pleased with the way that some of those young guys have gone out there and performed. You know, it's one thing just to get on the field, but then once you're there to be able to make a tackle, and some of those young guys have done that.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, it's been a pleasant surprise. It's something that we've worked towards, trying to build depth. And, you know, realistically, I think it's a little bit sooner than what we kind of wanted. But the results there have been better than what we thought, too. So it's just been a nice, you know, a nice addition to our overall team that we've got some guys now that we feel comfortable with putting out there on the field and contributing to the overall team effort.
Anything different for your guys this week? Any other wrinkles you're throwing in there to try out? I know this is maybe one of those games where you know, it's a non-district game. You're not concerned about, you know, throwing all the cards on the table. But certainly you want to try to see what's going to work for you? Anything that you're testing out?
Well, we're going to be a lot more in our two tight end sets, and that's just because of their defensive ends are so good. We can actually put another guy with our tackles to maybe help control those guys and then get them out into the flats and maybe try and dink and dunk a little bit to just move the chains. So yeah, I think you'll see more of that and less of our, you know, five wide receiver type sets. We just don't match up well with their front four on defense. So we're going to try to gain some help there. It'll be, you know, a lot of one-man, two-man routes, and then max protect for our quarterback just because their D-line is so formidable.
When I asked Coach Blatt this as well, and, you know, changes in enrollment change things otherwise, and we have the class change now. Is this a series that your staff wanted to see continue?
Absolutely. You know, just a tradition, me being from here and playing against Coach Blatt and coaching against him on a number of occasions, you know, all the way back to 1998. It's just been something that, you know, I think it's good for us. It's good for our community. You know, the one thing I told our seniors is this is the first time as a coaching staff, this is the only chance they're going to play Harlan. You know, usually if you had a good year, you always had them kind of in the back of your head, all right, we're going to see them again in the playoffs. That's not happening, you know, and that's a guarantee for our seniors. So I think they're going to go out and play hard, maybe even a little bit harder just because this is their last chance against, you know, that vaunted Harlan squad.
Well, and that's, you know, something we've kind of talked about as well is you're in these situations where you're playing some of these non-district games. You know, and especially in a game like this, where we already talked about the points between them and Creston kind of cancel each other out. You don't have much to lose. Just go out there and have fun and play.
Yeah, I think that's what our kids are looking forward to. We've had a good week of practice. It's been, you know, pretty focused, and we've practiced hard. So I think they're excited about, one, getting on the turf and staying out of the muck and sludge. And two, you know, it's Harlan, and it's Harlan week, and that's big for not only our football team but our community and everybody involved. And we just want to get up there and play football and make it, you know, make it a good football game.
Well, Coach, we look forward to it. We'll have it here tonight on the radio, and we appreciate your time talking about it.
Yep, appreciate it, KJN, and thank you, Chris.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview this week here on KJN.